Salam dear listeners and welcome to continuing our Thursday live broadcast from the studios of Radio Sai after Vedam Tutor. It's time for bhajans. And Praveena sir from the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School was teaching us Surya Upanishad. And he mentioned how the sun is the visible manifestation of God. In fact, if you go to the Vedas, we will realize how everything that we see around us is in fact a visible manifestation of God, all the five elements. That is how the Vedic tradition is. Nothing is mundane. Everything around us is divine. And if we live in that feeling, if we live in that consciousness, that is what Bhagavan always referred to as constant integrated awareness. And today being a Thursday and today being the start of Navratri, it is so important for us to feel that presence of the divine everywhere around us, because everything that animates us is that cosmic energy principle, the Shakti aspect, which has come directly from the cosmic person. The projection of the cosmic person is in the form of this cosmic energy, which is the Shakti, which is all pervading. And it is to this most magnificent and merciful form, merciful aspect of the divine that we offer worship on this Navratri. The next 9 days are going to be a very sublimating experience for all of us. And let us use every moment in only purifying our inside, our outside, our every cell, our every moment, our every fiber of our being. So let's move on, and after Vedam it's bhajans, and today we will ruminate on this mother principle through a bhajan, a beautiful bhajan, adoring one fierce but very benevolent aspect of the mother. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu. The time in the studio is now 6:54, and without taking any more time, let's begin our Radio Sai bhajan classroom. First, we start by meditating on the form of the Divine Mother.
Let us offer our most prayerful and loving salutations at the lotus feet of the most merciful Mother. Dear Lord, please bless us so that we realize the importance of every second of love that you have showered on us, and we live our life according to the expectation of your love, according to the expectation of your attention, your protection and your grace. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to a fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today, we learn a Sanskrit bhajan which adores our beloved Bhagwan as the Divine Cosmic Mother. And the first line of the bhajan goes like this.
Kali Kali Mahakali Kapalini.
So this is what we will learn now, and like always we will begin with becoming familiar with the lyrics, and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, the meaning of its every word, and in the end we will listen to Brother Sonam Gyamso, an alumnus of Bhagwan's university from Sikkim, who has had the chance of singing in front of Bhagwan for several years and also has been blessed to compose many Sai bhajans by divine grace. So all this in store for this episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom, and we begin with the lyrics.
Kali, Kali, Mahakali, Kapalini, Durga, Durga, Devi, Durga, Bhavani. Kali, Kali, Mahakali, Kapalini, Mangala, Gauri, Mata, మహేశ్వరి, రాజ రాజేశ్వరి, లక్ష్మి నారాయణి.
So that is the lyrics, and now comes the interesting part of learning to sing this bhajan. You will now listen to the tune of the bhajan in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh, and as they sing, please pay attention and sing along with them so that you get a feel of how this bhajan flows.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D Madhyam. काले काले महाकाले कपालिने,
काले काले महाकाले कपालिने,
काले काले महाकाले कपालिने,
काले काले महाकाले कपालिने,
दुर्गा दुर्गा देवी दुर्गा भवानी,
दुर्गा दुर्गा देवी दुर्गा भवानी,
दुर्गा दुर्गा देवी दुर्गा भवानी,
दुर्गा दुर्गा देवी दुर्गा भवानी.
काले काले महाकाले कपालिने,
काले काले महाकाले कपालिने,
मंगल गौरी माता महेश्वरी,
मंगल गौरी माता महेश्वरी,
मंगल गौरी माता महेश्वरी,
मंगल गौरी माता महेश्वरी,
राज राजेश्वरी लक्ष्मी नारायणी,
राज राजेश्वरी लक्ष्मी नारायणी,
राज राजेश्वरी लक्ष्मी नारायणी,
राज राजेश्वरी लक्ष्मी नारायणी.
काली काली महाकाली कपालिनी.
So that is how this bhajan flows, and perhaps once you know what makes this bhajan so unique, the technical structure behind it, probably we'll appreciate it more and probably we'll fall in love with it more. And Anirudh is here with us in the studios to tell us what is the raga behind this composition. So Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the technicalities of this bhajan?
Sairam Bishu.
Sairam.
If you ask me which raga it belongs to, as far as my knowledge is concerned, limited knowledge, it is little bit based on Rag Kedar in the Hindustani classical music. I have not learned this raga, so I don't know exactly. Maybe the largely based on Kedar.
Okay.
So when I was seeing the Arohana and Avrohana of Kedar, so the way in which the raga is, I mean, given by God, yes, is just amazing. Okay. The flow of the notes.
Sa ma pa ma pa da ni da pa ma pa sa, sa ni da pa ma pa ma sa ri sa.
So this is how Kedar sounds, and you'd have noticed both the ma's and yes, the knees also, both the knees are there. What caught my attention to choose this raga for this bhajan is
Dani Dapa.
The phrase Dani Dapa, which comes in this bhajan,
Raja Rajeshwari Dani Dapa Lakshmi Narayani.
So this was first when I heard, okay, maybe this may belong to the Kedar family.
Okay.
So that knee is Komal knee. That beauty is there in that knee.
Dani Dapa.
Dha is Shuddha.
Ma pa sa ni.
Well, coming down, you have
sa ni.
Ni is shuddhini.
Shuddhini.
Sa ni da pa ma pa ma.
Both the ma's?
Yes.
Ma za ri sa.
And I'm sure when you hear these notes going along, people might be thinking of.
Yes.
So that feel, the flavor is similar in these bhajans. Bhavasagar se.
Sai Krishna Kunja Vihari.
So all this, if you observe the starting,
Samama.
Yes. There's the royal start of Kedar.
Yeah, amazing.
Kali Kali.
Beautiful.
And yeah, when we do the swaras also, we may come across like ga. So I don't know. That's what the composition is largely based on Kedar, but
yeah.
Ma ga pa pa ma da pa ma.
Oh, so there is a touch of ga.
Yeah, ga is also there.
Okay.
So it's a Kedar based version.
Yeah.
Beautiful composition. Yeah.
Absolutely. So would you like to do a nalap in Kedar?
In fact, I just remember a sitar instrumental played by Shri Kishore.
Okay.
Who is our sitarist who played in all the Prema Pravaham songs which we sang for the 85th birthday.
Yes.
So he has played this bhajan, and I thought for a change we can listen to that instrumental of
sure.
Kedar.
Oh,
because
sure.
it sounds very nice when you hear the sitar playing this Kedar. Especially this bhajan is very suited for a classical music.
Sure, let's do that.
So, you would have seen the amazing phrases. So, beautiful, very bright raga.
Yes.
Very, you know, you're very vibrant,
absolutely.
Happy and majestic.
Yeah, it just enlivens the
yeah.
bhajan session.
Very lively. Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
And
the mother is, you know, mother in this rupa is that lively form.
Exactly, beautiful.
Yes.
And what I realize, one thing is, some bhajans, generally we sing in the mandir and it is how as we sing, but when it comes through some instrument, there's some kind of magic in it.
Yes.
Especially this bhajan, I realized, when it comes from an instrument like sitar, it has a different magic and form altogether.
Wow.
Which is a different experience, I guess so, for all the listeners.
Sure, I mean, absolutely. So let's do the swaras, Anirudh, for every line.
Yeah, definitely. We'll do the first line.
Kali Kali Mahakali Kapalini Sa Sa Ma 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 Ga Pa Pa Ma Da Pa Ma
Sa Sa Ma 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 Ga Pa Pa Ma Da Pa Ma
Durga Durga Devi Durga Bhavani Ma pa da ni sa ni da pa, ma pa pa da pa ma.
Ma pa da ni sa ni da pa, ma pa pa da pa ma.
Kali kali maha kali kapalini. ma pa ma ma sa ma 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 ga pa pa ma da pa ma
ma pa ma ma sa ma 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 ga pa pa ma da pa ma
mangal gauri mata maheshwari pa ga pa sa 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 ni da ni sa ri ni sa
pa ga pa sa 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 ni da ni sa ri ni sa
raja rajeshwari lakshmi narayani da ni sa ri ni sa da ni da pa ma pa pa da pa ma
da ni sa ri ni sa da ni da pa ma pa pa da pa ma.
The second time we have a variation.
Raja Rajeshwari Lakshmi Narayani Dani Sari Ni Sa Dani Da Pa Ma Pa Sa Da Pa Ma
Dani Sari Ni Sa Dani Da Pa Ma Pa Sa Da Pa Ma.
Nice. I think it sounds so beautiful when you listen to the swaras.
Exactly, yeah.
So let's move on to the beat, Anirudh.
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat and it's a medium bhajan. The count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Kali, Kali, Mahakali, Kapalini.
Kali, Kali, Mahakali, Kapalini.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Arvind sir.
Thank you, Vishu.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So now we are familiar with the lyrics, the raga, the tala of this bhajan, and now let's move on to understand the inner feeling with which this bhajan should be sung. And let's do it line by line, understand what each word in this bhajan conveys. We begin with the first line.
Kali Kali Mahakali Kapalini.
Here the word Kali appears twice and literally it means the black one. Goddess Kali is the fierce destructive form of Mother Parvati, the divine consort of Lord Shiva. Goddess Kali is usually depicted with dark skin and four arms, holding a severed head and brandishing a sword. And there is a very telling incident from the life of Swami Vivekananda, wherein one day Vivekananda, then known as Narendra, goes to his master Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa and says, "O master, if the divine mother Kali listens to the prayers of her devotees, if she listens to your prayer, then why cannot you ask the mother to relieve me of my poverty?" And the master takes this opportunity and tells Narendra, "Narendra, why don't you yourself go to the shrine and pray to the mother?" And he also adds, "Narendra, you are currently suffering because you do not acknowledge Kali as the sovereign mother of the universe." And so as the beautiful story goes, Narendra goes to the shrine of the mother, and every time he approaches the shrine, he is just not able to ask for money, for wealth or for prosperity. He just forgets what he thought he should ask, and when he surrenders in front of the shrine, he asks for wisdom, for discrimination, for renunciation, for uninterrupted vision of the divine, but nothing about his daily needs. And this happens not once, not twice, but thrice. And once this happens again and again, only then it dawns on Narendra that the master himself has ensured that he forgets to ask the divine mother the mundane things of life. Perhaps because the master wanted him to lead a life of renunciation. And when Narendra experienced this, it also opened his mind to the ways of Godhead and to this phenomenal universe. Earlier he had thought of God as a vague impersonal reality or an extra cosmic creator removed from the world. But now he realized that the Godhead is immanent in creation, and that after projecting the universe from within itself, the same supreme principle has entered into all created entities as life and as consciousness, whether the supreme principle is manifest or latent.
and he learned that this immanent spirit is worshipped in different ways by different people, and one of the ways people adore and connect to this immanent spirit is the symbol of Kali, is the form of Kali. And it is only then that he understood that Mother Kali embodies in herself creation and destruction. You can see love, you can see terror, you can see life and you can see death. Mother Kali is the symbol of the total universe. To the wicked who have transgressed her laws, she is the embodiment of terror, and to the virtuous, she is the benign mother. But when she is free from all this process of creation, preservation and destruction, the spirit in its acosmic aspect is what is the Brahman, and that Brahman is the divine mother of the universe. She indeed is the great fact of the universe, the totality of all created beings. She is the ruler and the controller. That is the imagery of Mother Kali. The second word is Mahakali. Maha means great, so it again emphasizes this great principle of the mother picturized in this form as Kali, as Mahakali. The last word in this line is Kapalini, which means the goddess who is adorned with a garland of skulls. Now this too refers to one aspect of Mother Kali. Now what is the symbolism of this skull garland? Well, one inner meaning of this depiction is that she is the one who destroys the ego. Ego which the head or the skull represents. There is a very powerful incident from the life of Paramahamsa Yogananda, the great saint who wrote the book Autobiography of a Yogi. Once Yogananda's eldest sister Roma requested him to change the mind of her husband Satish, because Satish ridiculed the pictures of saints in her meditation room. Yogananda agreed and he went into meditation, during which he got a divine inspiration. He therefore later told his sister to accompany him to the Dakshineshwar Kali temple near Kolkata on the following day, and if she could come along with her husband Satish. Yogananda felt that the holy atmosphere there would have an impact on Satish, but he told Roma not to tell her husband about this. So next morning, Yogananda, Roma and Satish set out for the temple, and as they traveled, Satish kept mocking at saints. In fact, when their cab entered the temple grounds, Satish asked if the trip was a scheme to reform him. And when Yogananda did not reply, Satish said, "You young Mr. Monk, don't forget to make proper arrangements with the temple authorities for my meal. It is your responsibility to ensure that I have my lunch at the correct time." Yogananda replied that he was going to meditate and that the Divine Mother would definitely take care of their lunch. But Satish said that he did not trust the Divine Mother to do a single thing for him, and that he wanted Yogananda to be responsible for his lunch. And after this, Yogananda selected a shady spot and he began meditating from 7 a.m. Although he experienced divine peace during this meditation, but somehow he never had the vision of the Divine Mother. So around noon, when he opened his eyes, he saw that the priest was now locking the temple doors, and as he stepped into the courtyard, his feet got scorched in the blazing heat, and now he started crying within, telling, "Oh Mother, I had been meditating on you all morning, but still you have not given me the vision of your divine form. And now the priest is actually even closing the temple doors. Oh Mother, why are you hiding behind closed doors? Please, oh Mother, I had come here to pray especially for Satish, and what I get from you is only a cold response." And just when he was crying and praying in this manner, suddenly, even though the ground was hot, even though his feet were getting scorched, he felt a cold and soothing wave descend over his entire being, over his back and around his feet. And then began a beautiful experience. He had this vision. He saw that the temple had become magnified. He saw the doors of the temple open, and he saw that the goddess, the stone figure of Mother Kali, revealing himself to him. He saw that that stone figure was not just a figure in stone, but it had become alive into a living form, and the Divine Mother was now smilingly nodding at him, and his joy now knew no end. He was thrilled to his very bones. He felt his consciousness expand, and it was a blissful vision where everything obliterated in the vision of the divine. He writes in great detail about this in the book itself. Such an overwhelming, overpowering experience. And even as this experience is happening, Yogananda has not forgotten Satish. He looked at Satish and he sees that Satish is seated under a tree, and Yogananda could easily read his mind and knew that the holy atmosphere had made some impact on Satish, but still his mind was still criticizing him. So now Yogananda took this opportunity and prayed the Divine Mother, "Oh Mother, please change the mind of my sister's husband." And the Divine Mother, in all her grace and mercy, said, "Your wish is granted." And that's it. Yogananda felt so elated. And the next moment he saw Satish coming running to him. But Satish was angry. The transformation had not yet happened. He said, "Where is my food? You not only not made arrangements for it, you didn't even notify the temple authorities about us. And now it is so late to arrange for our lunch. Why did you do this to me?" And Yogananda only smiled and he exclaimed and he said, "Do not worry, the Divine Mother will feed us." And Satish was enraged. He shouted, "Once and for all, I would like to see your Divine Mother giving us food right here now without any proper arrangements done by you." Hardly had he finished speaking these words, Satish saw the temple priest coming towards them. And the priest told Yogananda that since morning he had put aside ample food for them because he had observed the serene glow on Yogananda's face during his meditation. All the temple rules prohibited feeding of people who did not make any advance request. The priest had made an exception for them. And the priest says, "I don't know why, but I just felt like doing it, so I have done it." And the moment Satish heard this, he was simply stunned. Needless to say, Yogananda, his sister and Satish had a heavy, sumptuous meal that day. And during the return journey, Satish was simply too bewildered to even speak. The next afternoon, when Yogananda went to meet his sister, she excitedly shared that her husband was grateful to Yogananda for transforming him. Satish sincerely repented his ridiculing of saints and of gods, and from that day took to the spiritual path. Well, that is how the Divine Mother destroys the ego in each one of us. He is Kali Kapalini. So in this line we bow down to this great goddess, the dark complexion one, who destroys all that is dark in us, who protects us, who reforms us, who purifies us. Let's move on to the second line.
Durga Durga Devi Durga Bhavani.
Here Durga occurs twice, and Durga again is as the name of Mother Parvati. Bhagwan explains that the supreme cosmic energy principle manifests in the form of three goddesses, Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati. And about Durga, Swami says, Durga grants to us energy, physical, mental and spiritual. Durga is not to be understood as a ferocious goddess, but she is the goddess supreme who protects us. Another meaning of Durga is Durgati Nashini, that is, the one who eliminates suffering. Mother Durga is often portrayed as having 8 or 10 hands, which symbolize the 8 quadrants or 10 directions. She is the one who protects us from all sides. Another interesting point is that she is often depicted as riding on a lion or sometimes even on a tiger, and this is symbolic of strength and willpower. Dr. Samuel Sanders and his family are devotees of Lord for many decades. In 2006, during an interview with Swami, one of his daughters, Miss Judy, was feeling overwhelmed by some issues that were troubling her. And the all-knowing Lord Sai spoke to her about Goddess Durga and her strength to combat evil. And Swami then told Judy that she too had all the power within herself. And then Swami, in a swift move of his hand, materialized a Durga medal and a chain for her. And Judy says, "That gave me so much love and so much courage. In fact, that filled me with so much strength that it took away all the pain and sadness that I was feeling in my life until then."
So that is Durga. Devi means goddess. The word comes from the root div, which means to shine. So Devi is one who shines with power, with brilliance, with beauty. Bhavani is again another name of Mother Parvati. Lord Shiva bears the name Bhava. Hence, his consort is called Bhavani. Another meaning is, she who gives life to the routine life of human beings. Bhavani also means the one who grants liberation. In the Saundarya Lahari written by Adi Shankara, there is a verse that begins with Bhavani Twam, which is considered one of the most important verses in this sacred text. This verse talks about someone who does not know the language Sanskrit and how he or she can still benefit by chanting the mother's name. In fact, there's a legend connected with this verse. Once a layman who wanted to earn the grace of the Divine Mother was instructed by a scholar to repeat Bhavani Twam Dase Mayi Vittara Drishti Sakarunam. This is the mantra he was asked to repeat by the scholar, but by the time this layman reached the temple, all that he remembered were the two words Bhavani Twam. And as we saw earlier, Bhavani refers to the consort of Lord Shiva and Twam means you. So it is said that the Supreme Mother, who is the embodiment of unconditional and unbounded grace, convinced herself that the man was using the word Bhava as a verb which means to be or to become. And so he was praying the Divine Mother, O Mother, may I become you, Bhavani Twam. And so the Divine Mother decided to grant him this wish and she allowed this person to merge into her. Total surrender and full faith in chanting a name of the Divine Mother can confer the highest boon of merging with the Divine. Even a lay person who does not understand the meaning of the name can attain the Mother. That is the power of her name. The Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha, or the Assembly of Pandits, was formally inaugurated during Dasara festival in 1965. 200 scholars had arrived at Prashanti Nilayam for the concluding ceremonies. And on that occasion, Bhagwan explained, Goddess Bhavani handed a sword to Emperor Shivaji and ordered him to venture forth to re-establish Dharma in his dominion. And then, pointing to himself, Bhagwan said, now this Shiva Shakti is giving these pundits, these scholars, the sword of courage so that they too will go forth to revive Dharma in this world. This Sabha will move forward from victory to victory, for it is contributory to my work. So in this line, Durga, Durga, Devi, Durga, Bhavani, we bow down to the Supreme Divine Mother who confers on us all energies, spiritual, mental. She is the one who dazzles and shines in her beauty, in her splendor, in her infinite power. Let's move on to the third line.
Kali Kali Mahakali Kapalini.
Well, this is a repeat of the first line of this bhajan, so we move on to the next line.
Mangala Gauri Mata Maheshwari.
Here Mangala means auspicious and Gauri is another name of Mother Parvati. And it means she who is shining and brilliant with a fair complexion. The third word Mata means mother. Maheshwari can be split into Maha means great and Ishwari means goddess. So Mangala Gauri, Mata Maheshwari. Here we adore the great goddess who is the most auspicious one, the embodiment of purity. Let's move on to the last line.
Raja Rajeshwari Lakshmi Narayani.
Raja means king. Rajeshwari comes from Raja and Ishwari. So Raja Rajeshwari means she who is the goddess of even the kings among kings. Lakshmi Narayani. Both these words refer to the divine consort of Lord Vishnu or Narayana. One meaning of Narayana is he who resides in all living forms. So Narayani too means the one who resides in every living being. Bhagwan says, Lakshmi bestows on us wealth of many kinds, not just money but intellectual wealth, the wealth of character, the wealth of creativity and so on. Every health is a kind of wealth, so Lakshmi grants us untold riches in its various forms. Ms. S. Lakshmi is an alumnus of the Anandpur campus of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Once during an interview, Bhagwan asked her the meaning of her name Lakshmi, and she replied, "Swami, it means goddess of wealth." But Bhagwan was not satisfied. Swami said, "No, there is much more. The word Lakshmi comes from the root word Lakshma, which means a trace or copy. Lakshmi is a trace or copy of Narayana. So if there is a picture of Swami and you trace it or make a copy of it, someone who sees that trace or copy will understand that it is Swami's." Likewise, Swami said, "Your life should be like a trace or a copy of God's existence. Seeing you, other people should know that God exists, that God loves. Come what may, your faith should not falter. You should be a reflection of divinity." Isn't that a beautiful meaning of the name Lakshmi? When we utter this beautiful name, let us not only pray to her for her riches, but also beseech her to guide us to always act in a manner that when people look at us or when they observe us, they really feel that we are truly wonderful reflections of the Lord. So when we see this line, we call out to the Divine Mother, who is the Supreme One, the Supreme Mother Principle, greater than the greatest of kings, the one who blesses us with all kinds of wealth. So with that, dear listeners, we are done with understanding the meaning of every word of this bhajan, at least to some extent. And with this deeper understanding, let's proceed to listening to the complete version of this bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashant Nilam Mandir.
Kali Kali Mahakali Kapalini, Kali Kali Mahakali Kapalini, Durga Durga Devi Durga Bhavani. Kali Kali Mahakali Kapali, Mangal Gauri Mata Kali Kali Mahakali Kapali, Durga Durga Devi Durga Bhavani, Kali Kali Mahakali Kapali. Mangal Gauri Mata Maheshwari, Raj Rajeshwari Lakshmi Narayani, Raj Rajeshwari Lakshmi Narayani.
And now in the last lap of this program, here is a short excerpt of a conversation with Brother Sonam Gyamso from Sikkim.
someone who has sung in front of Bhagwan for several years and even today sings in the Prashantinilayam Mandir whenever he is in Prashantinilayam, and also who has composed numerous bhajans and even till this day by divine inspiration continues to share new compositions that come to him every now and then.
Vishu, when anyone would sing this bhajan before Bhagwan, Janam Marana Se Paar Karo, because these were not, you know, words that were just, you know, put together or, you know, brought together so that a bhajan would be composed. Okay. It was just expressed in such a beautiful manner that, you know, the very next line qualifies this line. Bhava Bandhan Se Udhar Karo. You know, it is Janam Marana Se Paar Karo, which actually means Bhava Bandhan Se Udhar Karo. So, there is a feel of supplication wherein life doesn't mean anything to me because, you know, I want to be beyond life and death. I want to discover you. I want to merge in you. So, that was the intense feel of this bhajan. And whoever sings at a later stage, I heard Sanjeev used to sing, a beautiful composer, a very good singer, came in our life here in Prashantinilayam. His name was Sanjeev Barbora. And my experience with this gentleman, he was my own younger brother. And every bhajan that I would compose and give him, you know, he would sing it 200% maybe.
Wow.
You know, if there could be a limitation to human expression, this is how he would sing it. And not only because he was a direct disciple, he is a direct disciple of Pandit Srikant Bakreji. And he knew music like the back of his palm. And he knew what he was doing, what he was singing. But he would forget all those nuances and all those technicalities of music and lose himself in that bhajan. So his way of learning a bhajan from me used to be, Dada used to sing the bhajan. He would make me sing it twice, thrice, four, five times. And then many a times I saw him just seated there, lost in that bhajan in ecstasy, and I used to feel so small. There would be tears streaming down his eyes, and then he would say, I'll sing it now. And then he would sing the bhajan. And then after that, it would be the most beautiful experience to listen to that bhajan from him. So, this guy, Sanjeev Barbora, he used to sing this bhajan quite often, Mata Maheshwari Tribhuvan Janani, and this bhajan,
Arat
Suno Mere. Janam Maran Se Paar Karo, this used to have such an edge that so many times Swami has very sharply looked at him like this, you know. Matlab, that was the feel that he was feeling in that, getting in that bhajan when he was singing that line. He was getting into the spirit of that line and singing it. Janam Maran Se Paar Karo. I'm just replicating a little bit of that feel. That was the feel. And it'll take a lot of time for us to feel any bhajan, you know, to really get into it. It's happening to both of us just now. Even when we are sitting and getting bonded through bhajan. Bhav bandhan se udhar karo. Some people use udhar karo. Some people would feel, get that type of, the same type of feel when they sang it very plain and simple. But that it was, you know, suffused with that feel, bhava. So, a lot of people might feel, why are you dwelling only on one bhajan? But then this one bhajan is a case study of this feel, which is there in every bhajan.
So that was Brother Sonam from Sikkim. He belongs to one of the very early batches of Bhagwan's students, and he's someone who is actively engaged in the dissemination of this most powerful Sai Bhajan movement. And with that, dear listeners, we have reached the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you found it useful and insightful. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishna. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With grateful hearts, we offer this humble endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan.
And with that, it's time to draw the curtains on this segment of Thursday Life. I'm Team Ready Sai's Bishu, and Prem and Hari Shankar are waiting to take over for our next segment, Shravanam Mananam Nityadhyasanam. I will be back after an hour for a fresh episode of Outside Inside Deep Inside. And today we are having a very special guest in the studio, someone who has been nourished, nurtured, fostered, chiseled, and crafted and recreated by Bhagwan, and who had the chance to serve His Divine Mother, His Divine Master, physically at very close quarters, till the last days of Bhagwan's earthly sojourn, Brother Satyajit. He's going to be there 1 hour from now, and we will listen to his moments of experiencing Bhagwan as the Divine Mother. My Sai, my Hridaya Sai. This is the theme. So it's going to be a very enriching, enlivening, an elevating session. So before that, here is Bhagwan's message, the program based on his discourses. Let's soak ourselves in this immortal messages and sanctify our lives as we celebrate this supremely sublimating festival of Navratri. So keep listening. Thank you so much. And Sarah.